Kalayla Rollins is leading this chant. We demand justice. She's taking her message through the Liberty Square housing projects where she lives. Kalayla is 11 years old.
I want to happen is that kids can come outside without even having to hear gunshots or be scared of where they're living.
We want to live! We want to live!
The kids are making up their own chants. Kalayla is still wearing her backpack and school uniform. She's joined by about a dozen of her friends and some adults. Kalayla says she's protesting because she and her friends can't play outside safely.
At one time, I was outside playing. A green car pulled up. I saw the guns. It just started shooting, and I actually saw it with my own eye. So I had to drop on the floor and crawl inside my house.
Gang turf wars are not uncommon here. The area is considered a hot spot by police. Jennifer Jean Jax is another one of the protesters. She's in the fifth grade. She says her mom worries a lot. She tells her,
we can't go to our friend's house, even though we know where they at. Out here is not safe, and y'all won't be coming outside lately.
Jennifer says it's her right to play outside. This wasn't supposed to be a youth-led protest. Tawana Akins actually planned this rally. She's a teacher at Holmes Elementary, just up the road from Liberty Square. Earlier this year, her six-year-old nephew, King Carter, was killed in North Miami-Dade. She's been organizing weekly anti-gun violence protests. About a week before the rally, she told her students the next protest would be near their homes. And they told her,
like, we coming, Ms. Akins, we coming, Ms. Akins. So I really didn't believe them at first.
The rally started with Akins and some of her colleagues from school.
And then all of a sudden we see parade of students marching from the school down to where we were on 62nd and 12th Avenue.
And then the students took over. Some of them even designed their own protest signs with slogans like, enough is enough.
After doing so many rallies, this one touched my heart the most because we had the babies out here fighting for their lives and they knew what they were talking about.
Oscar Rollins is a fifth grader at Holmes Elementary School. He says most of his classmates know about Miss Akins' pain, that her nephew was killed. And he came out to this protest because it isn't right that Miss Akins had to be sad.
I remember how Miss Akins was sad, so.
And this is also about their own lives.
We should all just, like we said, stop all the violence and just keep on with our lives and with Bibles open.
We don't want to die. Stop the shooting. We don't want to die. Stop the shooting. We don't want to die.
The young protesters continue to lead the way through the Liberty Square housing project. Janice Hill is 11. She's worried about the gunfights in her neighborhood, especially the stray bullets.
I don't want to get shot nowhere and have to be injured by nothing. I want to stay with my family and never leave my family.
She says she has a purple, green, and black bike at home. There's plenty of space for bike riding in Liberty Square, but she hardly gets a chance to ride.
I can't play outside because it'd be lots and lots of shooting.
We want to see another day is another chant the kids came up with. Kalayla Rollins, the 11-year-old leading the protest chants, believes that what she and her friends are doing now will make it possible for them to play outside.
I want a change to happen to this neighborhood. Even though it's called a hood, we can change it.
Tawana Akins, the teacher who originally planned this protest, says she's happy to turn it over to the children. The children, she says, are the future change makers. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.